The last Sunday of 2012.
这是2012年蒙福的一个主日。
So next week we'll be in 2013.
下一个星期我们就进入2013年了。
Let's learn how to live a life that pleases to the Lord.
让我们来学习怎么样能够过一个敬拜神的生活。
One year ends, another will start.
一年结束，一年又开始。
And we are a year nearer to Lord's second coming.
我们离主第二次再来又近了一年。
So let's read several verses for today's message.
我们先来读几节今天信息的圣经。
Let's read Jeremiah.
耶利米书。
Jeremiah 6.
耶利米书第六章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see. And as for the ancient path, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it.
耶和华如此说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，哪里是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。他们却说，我们不行在其间。
Today's message is about the eternal purpose of God.
那么今天我们的信息则是回到神永远的旨意。
Something to do with eternity.
就是与永远相连接的事。
And it is ancient path.
乃是古道。
So Jeremiah challenged us to stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient path.
耶利米书这样向我们挑战说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，哪里是正道。
So have we ever asked what is this ancient path?
我们问过这样的问题没有，这个古道在哪里呢？
What is eternal purpose of God?
神永远的旨意是什么呢？
Why he created us?
为什么让我们知道这些呢？
Why he saved us in the first place?
为什么他神要救我们呢？
Where the good way is and walk in it, you will find rest for your souls.
当我们看到这个善道的时候，如果行在其间，我们的灵魂，我们的魂就必得安息。
Many people say eternal purpose of God is irrelevant today.
很多人以为神永远的旨意与我们今天毫无关系。
But here Bible says, you will find rest for your souls.
而在这里圣经怎么说呢？你们的心里必得安息。
So I think it's very practical to hear or to study or to meditate on the eternal purpose of God.
所以我们今天在这里来思想，来默想神的永远旨意呢，是非常的必要的。
So we'll see several other passages about eternal purpose of God.
我们再来看几节关于神永远旨意的圣经。
And it is in Romans.
罗马书。
Chapter 8.
第八章。
We are very familiar with that verse.
我们都非常熟悉这段圣经。
Romans 8. Verse 28.
第28节。
Romans 8, 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
罗马书第八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of the firstborn, to the image of his son, so that he will be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
So these three verses telling us about the eternal purpose of God.
这三节的圣经乃是告诉我们关于神永远的旨意。
Purpose of His salvation.
关于他救恩的目的。
So in verse 28 he says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for the good to those who love God.
在28节这样说，他说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处，就是按他旨意被招的。
usually Christians read this, only read the first half of it.
我们基督徒读这节圣经的时候，常常只注重在前半节。That
is all things, God caused all things to work together for the good.
就是万事互相效力，为了我们得到好处。
And we subconsciously read the following phrase, like those who are loved by God.
我们在读的时候，我们常常注意到那些关于爱神的那些人。
So when we read this, we think that they are the ones who are loved by God.
我们常常以为这些是指那些被神所爱的人。
But here it says those who love God.
在这里实际上的意思是指爱神的那些人。
So it's very quite different.
很不一样的,
because eternal purpose God is not about ourselves.
因为关于神永远的旨意不是指我们个人，我们每一个人。
It is about Christ. It's about God.
不是我们人，乃是关乎神。
It is God-centered, not self-centered.
是基督，是神为中心的。
That makes us very. That makes eternal purpose God is hard to grasp.
这就是为什么神永远的旨意常常使我们难以把握的。
Because we often think a lot of things, all things, based on our own need, what we want.
因为我们的思想意念都是关乎到我们自己的需要。
But the eternal purpose of God is about what God wants, what God desires to have.
神永远的旨意乃是讲到神自己的需要，神在乎的事。
And then we usually miss that the last phrase, according to his purpose.
我们特别容易忽略的是这一节经文的最后一句话，就是按他旨意被招的人。
So usually we only quote the first, quote the first half, and with a little variation, we'll say, God causes all things to work together for good to those who are loved by God.
我们常常把主要注重在前28节的前半部分，而且稍微做了点修改，就是我们晓得万事互相效力，叫神爱的人的益处。And
let's read Ephesians 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Let's continue to look for the passages about eternal purpose of God.
我们再来看关神永远旨意的经文。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 8, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to kind intention which he purposed in him, with a view for to an administration suitable for the fullness of time, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heavens and things on the earth.
第八节到第十节。 这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明匆匆足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，是要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，在基督里面同归于一。So
here says, at the fullness of times, God has this in mind, that everything God works in our life, or in the whole universe, in all circumstances, to reach this goal, that is the summing up all things in Christ.
这是什么意思呢？就是在日期即将满足的时候，神要把他所做的一切工作，无论是在这个地上的、宇宙中的一切的工作，最终都要 归结起来，在基督里面合而为一。
And the summing up all things means that in perfect harmony with Christ, with His will.
同归于一的意思就是每一件事情都要完完全全的、毫无间隙的与神、与基督能够和谐在一起。
So all things means everything that in us, through us, in all environments, circumstances, everything happened in this whole universe.
所有的一切就是指不光是我们里面发生的，借着我们所发生的，在这个宇宙中，这个世界上的一切的事情都包括在内。
Right now, whatever happened to us, maybe we don't like it.
也许今天正发生在我们身上的事情，我们并不喜欢。
Maybe I'm ill. Maybe I got laid off.
也或许我现在刚刚失业了。
Or maybe I'm looking for a job, and that thing happened to us. Maybe we don't want to be there. We like to get out of it.But everything, one day, will be in perfect harmony.
或者说，我们现在正在寻找一个工作，很多事情都不如意，不管怎么说，最终有一天，所有的事情都要和基督完全和谐的合在一起。
And let's turn to Ephesians 3.
以弗所书第三章。
And verse 8.
第八节。
To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery, which for ages has been hidden in God, who created all things.
第八到第九节，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，使众人都明白这历史以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places.
为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的现在得知神百般的奥秘。
This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这是照神从万世以前在我们主耶稣基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
So that this verse is telling us that there's a mystery, there's an eternal purpose of God.
这节经文乃是告诉我们有一个奥秘，就是神永远的旨意。
Now how do I know it? It's through the church.
为什么我们知道这件事呢？乃是要借着教会才能明白。
So eternal purpose of God has a lot to do with the church, with our church life.
所以神永远的旨意和教会、教会的生活是密切相关的。
Now we have second part of the passage we need to read. It is regarding Abraham.
我们还有一段的圣经要读是关于亚伯拉罕。
How Abraham, through his life, God wants to show us, teach us to understand the eternal purpose of God.
神是怎么样借着亚伯拉罕的一生来显明他那永远的旨意的？
In Romans 4,
罗马书第四章。
You see, God revealed truth in us through people, through living people.
神是借着一活着活生生的人把他的真理启示出来。
So eternal truth, is embodied in personal life.
那个永恒的真理乃是借着人的个人的生活把它显明的。
So it's not far away, it's not untouchable, intangible, it becomes very real to us.
是何等的真实显明在我们的里面，而不像是那些飘渺远远的毫没办法琢磨的真理而已。
So here, let's read from verse 9, chapter 4, Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章第九节开始。
Is this blessing then uncircumcised or uncircumcised also?For we say, faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness.
如此看来，这幅是单加给那受割礼的人吗？不也是加给那未受割礼的人吗？ 因我们所说亚伯拉罕的信就算他为义。
How then was it credited? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised.
是怎么算的呢? 是在他受割礼的时候呢? 是在他未受割礼的时候呢? 不是在受割礼的时候, 乃是在未受割礼的时候。
He received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith which he had while uncircumcised, so that he might be the father of all who believe without being circumcised, that righteousness might be credited to them.
并且他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证，叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们也算为义。
So Abraham, God set him as the father of all who believe.
亚伯拉罕神把他设立做信心之父。
So he's a model of our faith.
他乃是我们信心的一个榜样。
God wants us to have exact same faith as Abraham.
神要让我们有的信心就像亚伯拉罕那样的信心。
So if we want to see if you have a genuine faith, if I have genuine faith, I've checked that with Abraham.
如果我们要想检查自己是不是有这样的真正的信心，那么我们就来对比亚伯拉罕。
So let's jump to Hebrew 11.
希伯来书第11章。
Verse 1.
第一节,
so now faith is assurance of things hoped for and conviction of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
And then let's read 8 through 10.
第八节到第十节。
By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was going.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将要为得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in the tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise.
他因着信就在应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is Christ. Sometimes I wonder how many of us really looking for that city has foundation.
有时候我自己在想，我们不知道在座有多少弟兄、多少人真正的在仰望那座城。
You've been Christian for a while, and what you've been looking for?
我们都已经做基督徒那么久了，我们在寻找什么呢？等候什么呢？
Are we excited about looking for that city?
我们是不是向往那座城感到非常兴奋呢？
And let's read one more place.
再读一段的圣经。
17.
17到19节,
By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
So it was he to whom it was said, In Isaac your descendants shall be called.
正到这儿子曾有话说， 从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type.
他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死里得回了他的儿子来。
So let's bow our head, have a word of prayer.
让我们再低头有点祷告。
Father God, we come to you because you have invited us this morning.
我们亲爱的天父，我们再次来到你的面前，因为是你召聚我们在这里。
You have given us a grace so that we can come together to worship the Lord.
你给我们的恩典，使我们可以聚集在一起来敬拜我们的主。
Father, we pray that you will give us the spirit of worship and truth of worship.
父啊，我们实在是求你赐给我们一颗敬拜的灵，一个真实敬拜的灵。So
that we can truly worship you and worship the Lord Jesus.
使我们可以真实的在真理敬拜你和我们的主耶稣。Father,
we ask you to put off your heart to us.
父啊，实在是求你分别我们的心。
And touch our heart with what you desire in our life.
感动我们的心，使我们能够跟得上你所希望的。
We pray you do give mercy and grace to the brother who speaks and to the brother who translates to everyone here sitting before you in a worship spirit to receive your word.
主啊，我们实在是求你在敬拜的灵里面赐下怜悯和恩典，给所讲的、翻译的、所听的。We
pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉耶稣的名。阿门。阿门。
So today I'd like to share the eternal purpose of God. It's the second installment.
今天我们要再来分享神永远的旨意，这是第二讲。
The reason why we think the eternal purpose of God is very important.
我们为什么觉得神永远的旨意是非常重要的呢?
I think without the purpose, it's like you're riding a car, in a car, and you're going to like a long trip, like it takes 20 hours to get there.
如果没有目标的话，就好像我们在坐一个车。 车开了很远很远，二十几个小时的路途，要到达那个地方。
Say you just hop on the car, you don't know where you're going, you don't know what the purpose of the trip.
你跳上一个汽车，你如果不知道你的目标是什么，
you just get on the car because everybody else getting on the car, so you just went along with it.
你上车的原因是因为别的所有的人也都上了这个车。
Well, in the beginning, maybe for first few minutes, you can enjoy the sightseeing in the car.
也许在前一段小段的时间里面，你觉得很欣赏那个路途的风光。
But I'll guarantee you that in a very few moments, that you could get very, very bored. The tiresome of the trip will get you very bored.
但是我相信，过不了多一会儿，你就会感觉到这个。 旅途是变得非常无聊了。
Maybe you want to get off.
你就想要下车。
But instead, if you know the destination of that trip,
但是如果你真是知道明白你这个旅途的目标是什么的话，
maybe you're going to a most beautiful scene in the whole world.
也许你是要去看一个世界上最美的地方。
And you long to see that place. For a while, and finally you get the chance to go there, even you take the 20 minutes, 28 hours.
也许你一直的渴慕着要去那个地方去旅游，总算你等了，尽管你会开20个小时的汽车达到那里。
Even though you get tired along the way,
即使在路途中你感到疲乏,
but in your heart you have some grace keep you going.
但是在你的心里面有一个 恩典盼望，使你可以继续忍受。
So if you know the purpose of God, it's very important.
所以你知道神的旨意的话是非常重要的。
Many Christians, they become Christian, and then for first a few months or a year or two, they get very excited.
很多基督徒，当我们成为基督徒的时候，在前一小段的时间，几个月的时间，我们会感到很兴奋。
But Christian life is from faith to faith.
但是基督徒的生命乃是从信以至于信。
It's a very long journey.
是一个非常漫长的道路。
It is from the moment you are born spiritually from above to the very end of your life.
从上面重生的那一刻开始，一直到你在这个世上生命的结束为止。
So once your honeymoon, so-called, first few months or first year or two is over, the sentiment of the excitement is over, then people, a lot of Christians get bored.
那么刚我们成为基督徒的那一刻开始，也许有一个所谓的蜜月期过了那段很兴奋的时期以后，很多基督徒就感到无聊了。
They want to get off the bus.
他们就想要下车了。
They're going back to the old way of the living style.
他们就回到原来的生活方式的里面。
They began to act like, live like the worldly people who do not know the Lord.
他们的生活一切行事为人都和那些世界上不认识神的人相差无几。
I'll say majority of Christians will do that.
我相信大部分的基督徒都是如此。
But thank the Lord, the God gave us a purpose of his salvation.
但是感谢主，神给我们看到那个救恩的目的是什么。
And God revealed to us His eternal purpose, the purpose of glory.
神把那永远的旨意，那个荣耀的目的告诉了我们。
Through our life experience, He opened our eyes to see that eternal purpose of God.
借着我们生命的经历，他开启我们的眼睛，让我们看见他那永远的旨意。
And for some other Christians, when they get bored, when they are over this initial the sentiment of blessing and happiness, joy in the heart.
对很多的基督徒，他们当度过了最开始一段时期的蜜月期，那段那个兴奋期以后呢？
When they start to wonder what happened next.
当他们心里在思想下面该怎么样了
？Many of them fill their life with religious activities.
那么很多的人呢，就自然而然的在他们的生命中，做各种各样的宗教行为。
So today, this morning, we'd like to share what the eternal purpose of God is.
今天早晨，我们要再一次来看神永远的旨意究竟是什么。
One of a philosopher that influenced me a lot.
有一个哲学家对我的影响蛮大。
When I was young,
是我年轻的时候。
He kept me from becoming a Christian. He kept me from becoming a Christian.
他有可能是一个基督徒。
他是我不相信主，不相信圣经。
他使我不相信圣经。
This person called Friedrich Nietzsche.
这个这个基督这个人的名字叫做弗兰克尼采。
I think today he also influenced a lot of young people as well.
我相信他直到今天仍然影响很多的年轻人。
Once he said this though.
他曾经说过这样的一句话。
From he was a genius and he observed life. He said this.
他当然他是个天才，他很注意观察生活。
He said a man.Who knows a why in life can almost endure anyhow.
他说一个人如果能够明白他生命的原因的话，他就能够忍受一切生命中的苦难。
If you know the purpose of your living, why you live,
如果我们知道我们的目的，为什么我们这样活着，
then you can endure any hardship that come along the way.
那你就对各样的苦难毫无畏惧。
Because knowing the purpose gives us the grace in our heart can endure any hardship.
那么我们知道目的我们就有那个能力去忍受一切的苦难。
Many brothers and sisters sometimes ask this question.
很多弟兄姊妹们问这样的问题。
Why did God create man?
为什么神造人？
Or we ask this question, what happened if Adam didn't sin,
我们或者问这样的问题说亚当如果是当初他没有犯罪会怎么样呢？
Unbeknown to this person who asked this question, actually that person asked for what is the purpose of God's creation?
像当我们在这些人在问这样问题的时候，我们实际上在潜意识里面在问一个问题，就是我们生命的价值目标是什么？
And he asked for the purpose.
他乃是在问目的是什么？
And so the purpose is very important.
所以目标目的是非常重要的。
In the salvation, is just a detour.
那么救恩只是一个绕道而已。
We sin, we fail to achieve God's purpose. That's why God has His salvation to bring us back to His original purpose.
因为当初我们是在神的旨意上失败了，犯罪了，所以神要把我们借着救恩把我们重新带回到那个原来的道路上。
Through salvation, we see great love of God.
借着救恩，我们也同时看到了神那个。
It's like how you can feel somebody's love to you.
也就像我们怎么样才能知道一个人爱我们呢？
Or really care for you?
或者在乎我们呢？
When we are in trouble.
就是当我们在困难之中的时候。
When we make a big mistake.
当我们犯错误的时候。
Then you can feel the love or care of parents and the true friends.
那么这个时候我们才会知道我们的父母是如何的爱我们，我们的朋友是如何的关心我们。
We see from the salvation the God's love for us.
我们借着救恩，我们实在是经历到了，看到了神的那个爱。
But dear brothers and sisters, salvation is just a detour.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们知道吗？救恩只是一个，是我们带回到原路上那个绕道而已。
And so they bring us back to the path. To the eternal purpose of God.
乃是带回到神永远旨意的道路上。
And how do we know this eternal purpose of God?
我们怎么样知道这个神永远的旨意呢？
They form two things.
记得两件事。
One is go back to the beginning.
就是回到起初。
You know that in Matthew 19, there's a Pharisee who came to the Lord to test the Lord. So he says, Is it lawful to divorce my wife for any reason whatsoever?
就像马太福音16章，有一个人想要来试探耶稣，对耶稣说，我们离婚是许可的吗？可以的吗？
And Lord Jesus replied,
那么主耶稣怎么回答呢？
He said, Have you not read? He who created them male and female.
主耶稣回答说，你难道没有念过这经吗？经上是怎么说的呢？那个造人的是造男造女。
And that's for this reason, a man shall leave his parents and be joined to his wife. The two become one flesh.
因着这个缘故，男人要离开父母亲，与他的妻子联合成为一体。
So it's very interesting to me, the Pharisees who know the law for a while, and Jews have been practiced this law for 1,000 years, and at this moment, he asked the Lord, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?
很有趣的是，法利赛人、犹太人，他们行这个律法已经很久很久了。这个时候，他来到主的面前，竟然问主这样做合不合法？
Because in Moses' law, Moses said, you can just write a certificate of divorce, you can divorce your wife.
因为按照摩西的规条，只要你写一个休书给你的妻子，就可以把它休了。So
this lawyer somehow, even though this law is being practiced, it's lawful, but somehow in his heart, he feels that something more is going on here.
这个法利赛人教法师，尽管他虽然他也这样去行，这样去做，觉得好像是合法的，但是他的良心的深处，他总觉得这件事情好像是有些不对。So
Lord, led him to the beginning. He says that from the beginning, it's not so.
所以说主就把他带回到最起初，告诉他最起初的时候不是这样的。Even
the law of Moses said yes.
即使摩西的律法是这样说可以行,
even the religion says yes,
即使宗教告诉你说可以这样做,
but it's not so in God's eyes, in His heart.
但是在神的眼里面，神的心里面，这是不合法的。
So how many of us, if we do anything, we like to see if it's okay or not, based on what standard?
我们多少的人，我们在做事、行事为人的时候，我们从 问自己说，这些事情按照人的习惯可不可以？
And we need to go back to all the beginning, to the heart of God.
其实说来，我们应该回到最起初神的心意里边是怎么样的。
So when Apostle John write a letter to us to tell us about Lord Jesus, he always says in the beginning, from the beginning.
就像啊，使徒约翰在写书信的时候，他总是把我们带到最开始，告诉我们起初。
You remember that John's Gospel starts with in the beginning was the Word.
记不记得在约翰福音一开始的时候，告诉我们起初有神的话。
And in the first John letter, right, the first John, and he says from the beginning, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes.
那么约翰一书又是怎么说的呢？在起初那个原有的道是我们手所摸过的，我们眼睛看见过的。
So, John wants to tell us to know God, to know the purpose of salvation is that go to the beginning.
所以说约翰实际上告诉我们要真的明白神的救恩、神的旨意的话，我们必须要回到起初。
And so today, for this eternal purpose of God, that we go to the very beginning of the Bible, that is the first book of the Bible, that is the Genesis.
那么今天我们来讲其实神的永远的旨意，我们也要回到起初圣经的第一本书，就是创世纪。
Genesis called the book of the beginnings.
那个创世纪就告诉我们是创造世界的起初。
It's like the Lord led the Pharisee to the Genesis.
就好像主把那个法利赛人，那个问问题的法利赛人带到那个最开始。
To give the answer from God's heart.
来回答那个神心目中最开始的那个答案。
And the second way to know the eternal purpose of God is through the church.
那么第二个能够明白神永远的旨意的，就是借着教会。
So we can see that's why we want to study life of Abraham.
这就是为什么我们要来看亚伯拉罕的一生。
Abraham is called the father of us all who believe.
亚伯拉罕被称作信心之父。
Now the father means the model.
父乃是讲到是一个榜样而已。
God set him his faith as a model for us to follow.
也就是说神把他的信心变成我们学习的一个榜样。
Of course, ultimate model God gave us is Lord Jesus himself.
但是最终的榜样乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
But God used this live person to tell us about eternal purpose of God. What kind of faith we need to understand the eternal purpose of God.
但是神要借着亚伯拉罕这一个活生生的人来告诉我们怎么样来认识神永远的旨意。
Because we see that Abraham not only had the faith, but also he was able to see from his days, the days of the Lord Jesus.
不光是亚伯拉罕有信心，而且他还借着信能够看到主耶稣的日子。
Do you see that the Lord Jesus in the John 8 says, "Your father Abraham, longed to see the day my day."
就像在约翰福音第八章以主耶稣所说的，你们的主亚伯拉罕仰望我的那个日子。
And he saw it, and he was rejoicing.
他当看见的时候，他就欢喜快乐。
So Abraham, he see the Lord 2,000 years later.
亚伯拉罕知道吗？他看见了2000年以后的主耶稣基督。
And see, if we have a same faith,
如果我们有同样的信心的话
，then we should be able to see the second coming, the Lord in His second coming.
我们也能够看见主的第二次再来。
See, even though it takes 1,000 years for Lord Jesus to come again.
也许要花上千年的时间，主才会再来。
Not only we see from the same faith 2,000 years ago about Lord Jesus，
我们不光是借着信心，我们看见2000年前我们的主在地上。
But also we look forward to the second coming of the Lord Jesus。
同样，我们往前看看到我们的主的第二次再来。
And Abraham's faith also enabled him to see this city with the foundations。
而且亚伯拉罕的信心也使他可以看见那个有根基的城。
The whose architect and builder is God.
神是神所经营所建造的城。
Now let me ask this.
那我来问大家个问题。
Are you really excited to to look forward to the city with the foundations. Come on, that's so unpractical. I mean, what do you mean by that?
你们是不是有这样的感觉, 哦, 非常兴奋的, 想要, 啊, 看见那座有根基, 啊, 的城呢? 想想看, 这, 这现实吗?
I mean, a lot of people don't even know what that means.
很多人甚至不知道这什么意思。
A lot of Christians even believe in the Lord for 20 years, they don't know what that means.
很多基督徒相信主已经二三十年了,仍然不知道这个有根基的城是什么。
Let alone get excited about it.
更不要说要为此而兴奋。See
how we need to learn, how much we need to learn.
想想看,在这里面我们有多少需要学习来明白的。
We should get excited when we talk about that city with the foundations.
当我们讲到这个有根基的城,我们应该感到兴奋,喜乐才对。We
should get excited, say, get so excited as Abraham that we can endure the hardship in earth.
我们应该像亚伯拉罕那样看见了就喜乐,而且能够忍受在这个地上的苦难。
But Abraham, the faith that he had, actually got excited about the city.
是因着亚伯拉罕的信,他的信心使他为着这个城而感到欢喜快乐的。
In other words, that faith that he had actually connect to him to the eternal purpose of God.
也就是说,借着信,亚伯拉罕的信,使他和神永远的旨意能够被连接在一起。
Eternal purpose of God is centered around Christ.
我们都知道,神永远的旨意乃是围绕着基督为中心的。
And then his church.
当然,包括他的教会在内。
So, Abraham's faith enabled him to see them both, and get very excited about them, and enable him to persevere on earth.
也正是如此,亚伯拉罕看到了二者,这两者,所以他就能够在这个地上欢喜快乐,并且能够忍受在地上各样的难处苦难。
And last time we shared that how the beginning of Abraham's faith.
我们上一次讲到亚伯拉罕起初的信心,
we share the three characteristics of his faith. First of all, is that his faith comes from the revelation or appearance of God.
第一,
God appears himself to him to show his glory.
神把他的荣耀,
and all Christians, all true Christians, you have to be able to say in your life that I saw the Lord when I believe in the Lord.
所有的基督徒都应该有这样的认识,就是我信是因为我一开始看见了神。
From his glory light, I see myself how sinful I am.
借着他荣耀的光,我们看到我们自己是何等的 有罪,
all true child of God, children of God, should be able to see that he met the Lord on the day of salvation.
所有真实属神的儿女都应该知道在他救恩得救的那一天, 他遇见了神。
Otherwise, we will not be able to see how unworthy we were.
那我们如果不是这样的话, 我们就会不明白我们是何等的不配。
Come to him and acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior.
是我们可以接受我们的主为我们的主和救主。
And second characteristic of Abraham's faith is obedience.
那么亚伯拉罕的信心的第二个方面就是讲到他的顺服。
When God revealed himself, when God asked him to do something, he obeyed.
就是当神要让他做什么事的时候,他会顺服。
We see it all through his life.
我们借着他一生,我们都看见这一点。
He was obedient.
他是一个顺服的人。
God says, God called him out of the place. He was well established. He was settled down. When he was 75 years old, that he obeyed.
当他75岁的时候,他在乌尔地已经非常富足,非常安居乐业的时候,
Bible,
神竟然把他从里边,让他招他出来。
Even though he didn't know where God would lead him.
他甚至不知道神要把他带到哪里去。
He went out without knowing where to go.
他出去的时候不知道往哪里去。
Obedience is characteristic of Abraham's faith.
但是借着他的顺服显明出了他的信心来。
If you have the true faith,
如果我们有这样的信心的话,
you will obey God's command.
我们也一定会顺服神的旨意。
I remember that Sticky Starts story, right? Every morning he get up very early, read the Bible. He has only one purpose: to find the commandments of God for him to do today.
我们都知道啊、，Sticky Start 弟兄啊、他的一件事就是他每天早晨起来第一件事情就是来读神的话，在神的话语中找到他那一天神要让他做的事。
How do you start your day?
我们是怎么样开始我们一天的生活呢？
Even you start your day with a fellowship with the Lord, with the reading His Word.
我们是不是啊、一天的开始是与神相交，来读神的话呢？
Do you ask the Lord to give you commandments for you to obey, to show your love to God?
我们是不是问神，神啊，你给我今天要遵行的一条旨意啊、诫命，使我可以去顺服。
And third characteristic is this.
那么亚伯拉罕信心的第三个特征
is spiritual sensitivity.
就是他、啊、属灵的感觉。
He very sensitive to God's leading, God's calling.
他非常、啊、敏感神对他的、的呼召和显现。
And this throughout not only Abraham but all those men of faith, you see that their spiritual sense of God's leading is very acute.
不光是亚伯拉罕，所有的信心、信心的人都在这方面对神的呼召、神的、神的显现有敏感。
God tell them something, they know.
当神告诉他们的时候，他们就知道。
I often ask, or my, I ask myself also, is that why I don't know God, what God leads, you know, like what they did in the Bible.
我们常常我问我自己常常这样的问题，为什么我不知道神在圣经里边的引导呢？
The problem is lies within us.
问题乃是出在于我们自己的身上。
We need to keep spiritual sensitivity.
我们必须要有属灵的敏感。
And so we share the three characteristics of Abraham.
我们分享到了亚伯拉罕这信心的三个特征。
And today I'd like to share the two lessons God wants life the Abraham to learn throughout his life.
我们今天要来分享亚伯拉罕啊、神要让他学的两个功课。
Last time we mentioned that God basically the two spiritual lessons God wants Abraham to learn throughout his life.
我们都上次我们已经提到了，借着亚伯拉罕的一生，神要让他学两个功课。
Now one is, let's say that you can divide Abraham's life in two parts.
我们都知道，我们可以把亚伯拉罕的一生分成两个阶段。
It's like very clearly we can divide Moses' life in three parts.
我们就像摩西，我们可以把他摩西的一生分成三个阶段一样，相似。
As 40 years in a palace, 40 years in the desert, 40 years in the wilderness.
我们都知道摩西40年在皇宫40年在旷野 40年在旷野40年又领到以色列人到旷野。
Abraham's life is very clear as well.
那么亚伯拉罕的一生也是同样的清楚。
From 12, 13, 14, it all focused on the land.
从第
12, 13, 14 chapters.
Okay. 从12章、13章、14章乃至讲到那个地。
God led them to the promised land.
神把他引到了应许之地。
And what happened there?
在那里发生什么呢?
And from chapter 15 to 22.
那么从第15,从15章到22章。
God wanted him to learn another lesson.
神要让他学的是另外一个功课。
It's about the son.
是关于儿子。
It's about Isaac.
就是以撒。
How to get a son.
如何得到应许的儿子。
So there's two lessons God wants Abraham to learn and God wants us to learn as well.
这乃是神要让亚伯拉罕学的两个功课，同样也是要让我们学的两个功课。
So today, let's look at the first lesson.
让我们来看第一个功课。
And what they mean by that land.
什么那个地是什么意思呢?
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
让我们来看 生命记
Deuteronomy first, chapter 8.
第八章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Let's start with the verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills.
因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河有泉有源，从山谷中流出来水，流出水来。
We know that at that time, most powerful empire in the whole earth was Asia.
在那个时候，我们都知道地上最强大的帝国乃是埃及。
And the reason is that because they have a river Nile.
那为什么是这样呢？因为埃及有一条河叫尼罗河，正贯穿于其中。
So civilization arose from there.
那文明，人类的文明都是从河。那个地方开始
，and advance from there，
是从那里起源的。
We have to have water，
所以我们必须要有水有源。
For us to survive, for us to develop，
让我们可以在那里生存，也可以继续发展。
So here you see verse 7 says plenty of water there，
所以在这里我们看到在那个地方那地有很多的水。
A land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs，
有河有泉有源。
All the places。
充满了那个地方
flowing forth in the valleys and hills，
从山谷中流出来。
Verse 8， a land of wheat and barley， of vines and fig trees and pomegranates， a land of olive oil and honey。
那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。
A land where you will eat food without scarcity， in which you will not lack anything。A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig top a copper.
你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山里可以挖铜。
See how rich is that land.
想想看，那个地方有多么的富饶啊
！A grape grew in that land. A one grape, actually, a one cluster of grape, actually.Have to be carried by two adults.
想想看，葡萄有多大，在那个地方长出来的葡萄一颗一树的话，你要两个大人来抬。
So I mean, it's just their grapes maybe like a watermelon, the one grape. I think it's watermelon.
或许他们那里的葡萄就像那个西瓜那么大。
So the cluster of it have to carry by two men.
因为这一株葡萄的话，竟然要两个成人。
It just symbolizes how rich the land is.
这乃是表明那个地方有何等的富饶美丽。
And let's go to chapter 11.
让我们再看看创世纪第十一章。
Yes.
Deuteronomy,
yeah, 11.
那个生命记第十一章。
Deuteronomy.Did I say Deuteronomy? Yeah, Deuteronomy is 11. Yes. Let's go this. Right, in verse 10. For the land into which you are entering to possess it is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you used to sow your seed and water it with your food like a vegetable garden.
第十一章第十节，你要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地。你在那里撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。
But the land into which you are about to cross to possess it, a land of hills and valleys, drinks waters from the rain of heaven.
你们要过去得为业的那地，乃
A land for which the Lord your God cares, the eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning even to the end of the year.
是耶和华你神所眷顾的, 从岁首到年终, 耶和华你神的眼目,
so the, in the Egypt, they have a world most advanced irrigation system.
我们知道在当时的埃及,他们有当时世界最完善的浇灌系统。
They developed a whole civilization through this irrigation system because they have abundant food.
借着这样的浇灌系统,他们发展出了一个当时世界最文明的帝国。
And you wonder, how can you top that?
我们就会想说,怎么样我们可能超过他呢,超过埃及呢?
But God says, you know what? The land I'll give it to you. You don't have to, you don't need the irrigation system.
神怎么说呢? 神说我要给你的那个应许之地,你不需要浇灌。
Because the rain will come down in the due season. You need the water. Whenever you need the water for your crop, rain will come down. Exact same amount.
所以从天上降下来,不管什么时候你需要雨水的时候,雨水就自然而然从天降临。
At the right place, right season.
就在合适的季节,合适的地点就降临。
On your field, not on your house. 在田地,不是在你房子,不是在你的房子里面淹水,而是在田地里面。 So, they don't have to work in the field for irrigation system. I mean, the irrigation system is very advanced at the time in Egypt, but God said, you know what? If you obey my commandments, you have a better job to do, more important job to do. If you obey my commandments, do all the things I ask you to do in my law, then you don't have to worry about this kind of thing.
神是怎么说的呢? 你们不需要像埃及那样的有完善的浇灌水的浇灌系统，我自然都会赐给你，只要你遵守我的诫命，做更重要的事情，我招你们做的事情就是敬拜神，遵守神的诫命。
So God used this land to tell us about the riches of Christ.
神要借着这块地告诉我们基督 里面的丰富,
how rich Christ is.
神的丰富是何等的,
and all these riches are yours.
所有基督你的丰富都是属于你的, 我的。
In the 1 Corinthians, do you remember 1 Corinthians?
你记不记得哥林多前书?
1 Corinthians, the Corinthian church had many, many problems.
我们都知道哥林多教会有很多很多的问题。
But in there, Paul also, I sometimes really thank God for that Corinthian Christians. I mean, even though they are very fleshly, they are very bad.
我有时候很感谢神为着哥林多教会和他们那边的弟兄姊妹，尽管他们是何等的失败。
Because through these darkness and mistakes, Paul was able to bring out the best truth in Christ.
因为借着他们的失败和罪，保罗把基督的那个最好的带动出来。Because
Paul said everything, all things are yours.
因为保罗在那里说，一切所有的都是你们的。Including
myself, apostles.
甚至包括我这样的使徒。
Are your servants.
也都是为了你们。Everything,
the whole universe.
全宇宙一切的事情都是你们的。It's
yours. So why you fight for these little things on earth?
你们这样的丰富，你们还会为着地上的一点点小事来争执吗？
It's like a little children, two brothers fighting for penny.
就像两个我们弟兄姊妹，就像两个小孩子为着一个铅笔在那争吵打架一样。
It's like a Bill Gates children fighting for the penny.
就好像是 Bill Gates 他的两个小孩子为着 一个一分钱在那争谁是谁的。
Bill will say to him, to them, hey, I have all this billion dollars or million dollars to you. Why you want to fight for penny? That's what Christians do to each other.
好像比尔盖茨对他的孩子说，你们为什么为这个一分钱在那争个不高，争个面红耳赤的，知道吗？我有上亿美元都是为你的。
We cannot stand other people takes advantage of us.
就像所有的基督徒就是这样的，我们真是不能够忍受啊，别的弟兄姊妹能够占我们的便宜。
We cannot stand
to
be wronged by others. We cannot stand it. But Paul says, everything is yours.
但是保罗说什么呢? 保罗说所有的都是你们的,
even Christ.
And
why are you fighting for this, the pitiable things on earth?
为什么你为着这一点,
why aren't you willing to be taken advantage of?
为什么你们不愿意让宁愿吃亏呢?
Willingly to be wrong.
宁愿受委屈呢?
Because the riches of Christ.
因为基督的丰富,
dear brother and sister, this is the lesson that God wanted to learn. To learn how rich we are in Christ.
要让我们能够知道,
God wants us to really have faith and enjoy that riches.
神要让我们有这样的信心去享受这个丰富,
so we can be a testimony of the riches of Christ.
所以我们就成为神丰富的见证,
that's what God wants to have. That has,
成为基督丰富的见证, 这是神要我们做的.
If we truly believe that,
如果我们真实有这样的信心,
it has a practical effect in our life.
对我们的, 我们的生活, 生命就有, 真实的,
it changes our disposition. We will not fight each other. We will let go of so many things. And we are holding on to Christ. The another aspect of this land means you have to be in that land to be blessed by the Lord.
这个关于这个地还有一件事很重要，就是我们必须要进到这个地里边，我们才能蒙福。
So the land is actually boundary.
我们知道这个地跟我们画了一个界限。
God telling us that everything has to be in Christ. There's a boundary.
神告诉我们这个界限就是所有的事情都要在基督里。
In Christ.
在基督里。
And outside of Christ, we have nothing.
在基督以外我们一无所有。
And in Christ, we have all.
在基督里面我们拥有一切。
Because Christ as eternal life.
因为基督乃是永远永生。
Whatever you have, you like, you want to do, how many of them can last for eternity?
想一想看,我们今天做的所有的事情有多少可以延续到永远?
What excites you today?
什么事情使你感到兴奋?
Can it last for eternity?
能够持续到永生吗?
Nothing.
绝对没有.
Your money, your fame, your car, your video games, your girlfriend, your wife, your children, nothing can last for eternity.
你的工作,你的学习,你的家庭,你的孩子,你的汽车,你的房子,没有一件事情可以持续到永远.
Your own health.
包括你自己的健康在内.
Your beauty.
你的美丽.
Your whatever.
你的所有一切.
Only Christ has eternal life.
只有
You have a Christ, you have eternity.
当你有了基督,
so that's the land. That's why God says a land in the Leviticus, because it is the type for Christ, so it's that the land cannot be sold forever.
所以那个地方啊, 是与基督, 连接在一起, 所以那个地方是不能够卖的。
All the property that belong to a Jew, the children of God, cannot be sold permanently. In the Jubilee, in 50 years, that they have to be returned to the owners.
就是那块地都是基督,所有的以色列人的后代,他们所承受的那个应许之地都不能够卖的。每逢到50年的禧年,那块地虽然当时是被卖了,暂时卖了,又回到原物主的那个。
Because God told them, you cannot sell your property forever. God intended to give that land to Israel that they can own it forever. God wanted to know, you have Christ, you have it forever.
神要让我们知道, 当我们有了基督,
If you are saved, you save forever.
如果你蒙恩了,
Israel's, when they are poor, become third poor, they have to sell their land, even sell themselves as slaves. But God said, in Jubilee, you can return to your properties, and property you sold because you are poor have to be returned to you.
即使以色列人, 他们穷到一个地步, 把他们自己, 包括那个地和那个自己都卖了, 做奴隶, 但是到了禧年, 他们又重新可以赎回自己和那块地来。
Then Abraham, we know that chapter 12, he came to that land and find out, well, the land was occupied. It's not empty.
The
house already owned that place.
那亚伯拉罕刚刚进到那块地的时候，他发现说那块地原来已经有了别人占据了。
The Canaanites, seven great tribes were there.
被迦南人被七个那个迦南七族所占据。
Second surprise he found was that actually there was famine, great famine.
当亚伯拉罕进到那个地的第一件事情，他发现这个被占据了，而且他发现了第二个大的那个惊奇是那个地方有大饥荒。Dear
brothers and sisters, if the land represents the riches of God, then why Abraham's experience was a famine?
想想看，弟兄姊妹们，如果那块地象征着主神的丰富的话，为什么亚伯拉罕一进去就遇见饥荒呢？
I think there's three lessons we can learn.
那里边乃是有三个功课我们可以学。One
is that God want to give us opportunity to exercise our faith.
神要借着给我们机会，让我们来经历信心的试验。God
wanted to walk by faith, not by sight.
让我们靠着信心，而不是靠着眼见。Take
God's word, but not what we see from our naked eyes.
是要相信神的话是这样说的，而不是我们眼睛所看见的事情。God
will give the land to His descendants.
神要给亚伯拉罕的后裔那块地。And
so God gave this opportunity for us today as well.
神今天给我们在座每一个人也有同样的机会。What
we encounter, what we see is totally opposite to God's word.
常常我们所看见的、所听见的和神所讲的话是相反的。God
wants us to act in faith.
但是神要让我们来行使我们的信心。If
you know that's God's will, then you stay there.
如果那是神的旨意的话，我们就待下来。You
don't go down to Egypt.
我们就不会去埃及。Second
thing is that God wants to test us.
第二点，神要来试验我们。Test
us so that we know where we stand.
让我们看到我们所站的，已经所站的地方。If
we have true genuine faith or not.
如果我们看我们是不是真的有信心。And
we can repent through our mistake.
我们也可以因着我们的错误，我们悔改。So
God wants us a faith, our faith to be tested. So it become more precious than gold.
神要让我们的信心经过试验，比被火试验能坏的金子。So
we will realize that walking by faith is far better than walking by sight.
我们都使我们能够真正看到，凭信心生活远远胜过凭眼见。Walking
in word of God is far better than walking your own desire.
凭着神的话语活着，远远超过凭着我们自己的喜好而活。
Is you can experience it.
我们可以来经历这些事。
And so that we will see that, oh, in the end, the outcome of trusting the Lord is far better than that of trusting in ourselves.
让我们实在是能够认识到，我们靠着相信神而活，远远超过相信我们自己而活。
Thirdly, is that to give us the capacity to appreciate and to enjoy the riches of Christ.
第三点是要让我们扩充我们的容量，让我们能够完全的享受神的丰富。You
know, we have tendency to spoil everything special or precious.
我们知道，我们常常有个倾向，我们把一些很美好的东西都弄坏了。
We tend to take everything God given us for granted.
我们把神所给我们的祝福变成是自然而然的。
So the third point is very important. In order to enjoy truly, you have to appreciate first.
所以这第三点非常重要。如果我们要真正的来享受这些，我们必须要学习来欣赏。
And so you have to taste what bitter is for you to enjoy, really enjoy the sweetness.
我们必须要来尝到苦苦的东西，才会欣赏甜的事。
So God is increasing the capacity for us to really appreciate and enjoy the riches of the land, the riches of Christ.
神乃是做这一切，要借着来扩充我们的容量，使我们能够享受这块地的丰富。
So don't be afraid of the hardship or difficulties.
所以我们不需要来惧怕难处困难。
Hopefully, that's not because you made a mistake. You made a mistake, repented, God will accept it again, we can rise up again.
我们希望，当然我们不希望犯错误，但我们犯了错误，我们可以随时来到神的面前悔改认罪，神就赦免我们。
What God wants us to do is to take a stand in God's word.
神要让我们做的就是站在他的话语的根基上。
Going through, experience the hardship.
就来经历苦难，来忍受苦难。
Knowing that this is the purpose of God for us to be there.
明白，心里明白，这乃是神的旨意，让我们这样经忍耐。
And the understanding the purpose of God has a lot of practical implications in our life.
明白神永远的旨意，在我们的生命，在我们的生活中有各种各样的价值。
It helps us to form decisions.
使我们能够知道该怎么样做决定。
Where do you want to work?
我们需要在哪里上班
Where do you want to live?
在哪里住
He always has purpose of God and His church in your mind.
在你常常要记住做这样决定的时候，神的教会在你的心目中。
Some brothers got a very good job, but he had to leave this local church and he had to but he decided to stay here.And God gave him another small job, but it's just also an hour drive. But he's willing to serve the Lord in the church.
有弟兄他曾经得到很好的一个工作，要离开这个地方，但他决定留下来。神又给他个一个很不起眼的工作，但是离这儿开车有一个多小时，但他原来还是愿意接受这个工作，因为他待在这个地方，在教会里边服侍神。
Other brother.Work in New York City, but he wanted to spend more time to serve the Lord. So he prayed to the Lord to move his work to the New Jersey.
有的弟兄在纽约上班但是呢，他为了能够服侍神，所以他把家搬到纽约新泽西，在这个地方来侍奉。
Then where you go to college?
或者说你决定要去哪里上学
？Who you're gonna marry?
或者你要跟谁结婚
？Every single thing that we face, we need to make decision. The eternal purpose of God help us to form the right decision that pleases to the Lord.
不，很多像这样的事情我们在做决定的时候，我们都要来到神永远的旨意的面前，来明白怎么样能够做该做的决定。
So, by God's grace, we conclude our sharing here.
借着主的恩典，我们想今天就结束我们在这里的信息。
If Lord willing, that will pick up the second installment, that is the his lesson God wanted him to learn is for the son.
如果神愿意的话，我们下次再来讲第二个部分，就是亚伯拉罕关于他儿子这方面的功课的一生。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
那我们再低头有点祷告。
Father God, your word is living.
父啊，你的话乃是活的。
And sharper than any two-edged sword.
比任何的两刃利剑还快。
To the division of bone and marrow and soul and spirit.
把骨节和骨髓灵和魂都能分开。
And is a judge for our inner thoughts.
能够分辨我们的心思。
Lay bears.All the intention in our heart.
能够使我们心中的重担放下。
So Father, we just pray that your work will work in us at this end of day, so that our heart, our life will be transformed into the image of your Son.
主啊，我们实在是求你借着你的话语，在我们的里面做改变的工作，使我们被磨成你儿子的模样。
As the year getting closer to the end, we are closer to Lord's second coming.
当一年即将结束的时候，我们知道你主来的日子又近了。
May we know through your grace and mercy how to prepare ourselves to see the Lord.
但愿借着你的恩典和怜悯，使我们知道怎么样预备主的再来。
May you bless every one of us here today.
愿你祝福在座的每一个弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters who are not able to be with us.
也祝福那些没办法来到我们中间的弟兄姊妹们。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.